Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and we got Larry on the phone down south there. Hi, Larry. How you doing? Oh, just concentrating. Well, I tell you what, it's weird because I had never seen such a large disparity between mainstream media and alternative media. Now, mainstream media, we all know, including Fox News, spins the news any way they want. Alternative news, likewise, can be spun, but it's usually, and I say usually, a little more accurate, and yet the stories we were getting out from Hal Turner and others that were kind of verifying it, all of a sudden they were totally wrong, and Fox News said there were no casualties, there was very little damage, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and on it went. What do you think? What's going on here?
Well, seems to be information coming out now. Basically, Yahoo News is even reporting. It says the U.S. had received advance warning ahead of the Iranian missile attack on the Iraq bases that were housing U.S. troops and made provision for the attack. So, apparently, Trump already knew that this was coming and basically sidestepped it. I'm beginning to wonder if, the way things were going down, if Trump hadn't been set up for a false flag and actually pulled into a war. And he may have sidestepped this today, but we'll have to wait and see. But it's kind of interesting. What gets me stirred is the fact that, everybody was claiming after he took out Soleimani that he was going to war. And now, today, they're astonished and said he's going to peace, and they don't like either way he's going. They don't like war, and they don't like peace. So, hey, what do they want?
Probably they want a continued stalemate because the industrial military complex can keep manufacturing all these weapons, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know. We do know one thing. Psalm 2 is a war against Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Ghost. And we also know what's going on in Virginia and the gun grab down there. And they're introducing laws already. They haven't passed anything. They have to go before their committees, et cetera. And they're modifying. I just listened to a fellow down there who's been taking a close look at what's going on. They're modifying some of it, but it's as bad as ever. And it looks to me like there's going to be trouble in Virginia. The reason I bring Virginia into the mix and the United Nations into the mix is what is going on over there in Iran. Now, we've had a kind of a steady escalation of trouble with Iran. It just seemed odd to me, like Iran only launched, they claim, 30 missiles, or whatever you want to call them, cruise missiles. I guess nobody knows exactly what they did launch. Why would you do that, Larry? Why would you only launch? If you're going to do something, you'd make sure you got at least part of the job done. Iranian TV was claiming like 80 deaths of troops and broadcasting all that, and we claimed nothing. and very little damage. However, where did Hal Turner get those pictures of the base? Looked like it had been hit pretty bad. It just makes you wonder, what in the world is going on here? Is this a wag the dog? What is this?
Well, let me put it this way. I put up a blog today. You know, I got a couple of emails from people that was aggravated because we didn't go to war. We had warned them we might be going to war, and we didn't. And they said, here we go again. You guys do this a lot. And anyway, today I posted we was going to have a show this evening, and right under that I immediately didn't post any news. I put up a YouTube movie of Epic, and I figured if the people that wanted to listen to us talk could listen to us talk, and the others could click on YouTube and watch the movie Epic.
Yeah, I don't think people understand that if we didn't warn anybody and all of a sudden their neighborhood gets blown to smithereens, we'd be at fault for that, too. We did say it wasn't vetted totally. The news seemed reliable. It was being picked up by Israeli newspapers, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know what people want other than the fact they just like to jump all over people when it doesn't go their way. And, you know, news is the news. We have to bring it out and report it as it's being reported. And it doesn't always turn out. Now, if people really want a war, they're going to regret it. They're going to be crawling out from nuclear ruins. And I would advise people to read Jeremiah 50, 51, Isaiah 47, Revelation 17 and 18. The United States is going to be drawn into a major conflict with Iran. Daniel chapter 8. These things have to take place. The biblical prophecies are going to happen. The question is exactly when are they going to happen and how is it going to work? Now, Trump has said, I'm going to squeeze Iran even harder. Well, eventually, Iran does have to go to war. In fact, I saw that some more rockets were sailing into the Green Zone over there in Baghdad again. And they thought maybe that was some of their proxy groups that were doing that. Have you heard any more about that?
Not other than what you're reporting. Yeah, a couple of more rockets were fired into the Green Zone in Baghdad. And they believe it's some of the Iraqi militias that work for Iran. And that would make sense because, you know, Iran, interestingly, also someone downed a Ukraine jet during them firing their missiles. And, you know, I heard one of the generals earlier saying it's very possible Iran shot that jet, that passenger jet down because they were so scared it was going to be an American plane that was going to strike them. But, you know, this is what we're into right now. And by the way, Israel was totally quiet during this situation. And since then, the IRGC, the Iranians, have come out and threatened to strike Israel. And, of course, Netanyahu then came on and indicated that he wouldn't react like President Trump did. In other words, basically, stand down. In other words, if you fire missiles into Israel, we're probably not going to just stand down. So it seems like I don't know, Stuart, it reminds me a lot of a game of chess. And I'm not too sure that Putin wasn't the very one that went just hours before the attack and told Assad to stand down, and possibly the very one also that clued Trump in on the coming Iranian missile attack.
Well, and one of the other reasons why Trump may have stood down on this latest thing is he got warned by Putin, don't get involved, because Putin does have treaties. And China has a great influence in Iran as well. And we're probably not going to know exactly. Now, that airliner, I was told that that was a Ukrainian airliner. It was a Boeing 737 aircraft. The latest report I read that the crew was in fine shape. The aircraft had no maintenance problems. It looks to me like it was taken down. Now, what's interesting about that crash, according to what I can find out, again, how do you know for sure? They were investigating gun running. That's predominantly who was on that airplane was a team from Ukraine investigating gun running. So maybe that's why it was taken out. A friend of ours, now I won't name names because I didn't ask him if I could read it, but I want to read this. Soleimani was head of the deep state interests in the Middle East. Deep state, like Clinton's, Obama, Biden's, Schiff, Pelosi, Kerry, Romney, and Rhinos, and Ukrainian arms dealers, that's interesting in view of the airplane, flooding the Middle East with weapons. Iran's Ayatollah Khomeini found that out. With Khomeini out of the way after the U.S. attacked, Soleimani would take over. Ayatollah Khomeini made a secret deal with Trump to get rid of Soleimani. He sent him there in a peace mission and tipped off the United States. So there is, and remember Hal Turner ran a deal about that, Larry?
Well, I do remember some of that trying to come out, and mainstream media quashed it right away. And what is interesting is the Trump administration admitted today that they've been in some backdoor deals trying to work with Iran. So there may be a little bit of a fire to that smoke.
Yeah, I think there is. I'm looking for an article that I found on it that verifies what Hal Turner said. kind of interesting because it verifies totally that Soleimani was set up, and probably Ayatollah set him up because there was a power struggle in Iran.
Well, while you're looking for that, I saw something that was really interesting today on Sartre Fall. I won't go into it, but it was a double cartoon, and at the top of it, it showed Soleimani on the phone with Trump, and he says, "What are you going to do? Send me a pallet full of money like Obama did?" And at the bottom, it had Trump on the phone with Soleimani, and Trump said, "Just show up at the airport."
Iraqi Prime Minister. Here's the article. Now, this was recorded. This is what he actually said. "Trump asked me to mediate with Iran and then assassinated my guest. Trump assassinated Soleimani, who was in Baghdad for Saudi talks. Iraqis are mediating. A day after asking Iraqi Prime Minister to do the same thing between the United States and Iraq." Now, this is what he said. In the address, Abdul Mahdi revealed that Soleimani had traveled to Baghdad to deliver a message back from Iran to Saudi Arabia about a proposal to lower tensions in the region, that Soleimani was to meet with Prime Minister that very morning he was assassinated, and most crucially, that days prior to Trump had asked the Iraqi Prime Minister to play the mediator role between the U.S. and Iran. And that's what he told the parliament. That's what he said. He said here, "The speech has been widely covered and quoted in U.S. media, but the most explosive revelations have been omitted or buried." So it does appear that there was a setup. Not that people, not that nations don't do that all the time. So that's not a new thing either. So what do you think?
Well, I find it really, really interesting that mainstream American media, since
yep.
Soleimani's demise, have been mourning him 24/7, day and night. Hate Trump because Trump took him out, but love Soleimani the terrorist. Matter of fact, I'm seeing a number of military people that are just shocked that America's mainstream media loves the terrorist more so than they love Americans who the terrorists kill. And I'll tell you what, Stuart, isn't it ironic? There's got to be something mentally wrong with the mainstream media that always has seemed to love Che Guevara and Castro.
Yes.
And all the terrorism, including Soleimani, who was nothing other than an Iranian terrorist that literally was the go-to guy for the New World Order deep state.
Well, of course, all of this is all designed, like Psalm 2 says it is. It's all designed to usher in the New World Order, and all we're waiting for is, I guess, for everybody listening, what we're waiting for is to figure out how they're going to do it. Not a question of if they're going to do it. It's a question of how they're going to do it. And it's just, I don't know. It's just weird how all of this is coming together. Iran will be patient. Here's a headline. In planning crushing anti-U.S. response. Now, you could say, well, this is just fear-mongering on the part of Iran. But we do know from prophecy, excuse me, that we're going to have a major confrontation with Iran. Now, maybe they're just sitting in the weeds waiting for a chance to take out Washington, D.C., or take out New York City. A lot of people don't seem to realize, however, when we would blame Iran or we'd blame China, we blame North Korea, we blame Russia. You got to remember something about global deep state and a new world order. There are no boundaries. There are no nations as far as they're concerned. Psalm 2 would indicate the same thing, that the kings and the rulers of the earth all get together against the anointed. The whole thing is to bring in their new world order. So let's say some rockets came over from Russia. It's really not Russia that's doing it. It's deep state that's doing it. So we don't really know what the game plan of deep state is, and they probably don't know what the game plan of the Lord is. And so, you know, we have this constant, well, we're going to do this, and the Lord says, I don't think you are. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But my point here with reading this, Iran will be patient. The response the other day could not be considered patient. So I believe there's much more coming. It's just a question of when they're going to do it, how they're going to do it, and whether it'll be on American soil, which I firmly believe. I think this is all being timed, that something is going on in the background we're not aware of. Virginia and gun control ops are probably part of it, and taking to the streets for riots or whatever could be another part of it. Economic collapse. If you follow some of these rogue economic scholars like John Williams, I mean, they're warning virtually constantly that the global economic situation is dire indeed and can collapse just about any time. So we got that scenario that's a possibility. We got an invasion possibility from south of the border, from the north. If anything like that happens, the UN will be triggered and will be taking over the United States. So it sounds to me like a lot of this is diversionary tactics so that the people don't get alarmed at at these UN maneuvers and what's going on. And like you just said, Larry, I mean, why does media tout the communists? Well, it's because they really are communists. And this is a communist insurgency. People forget that the United Nations is a communist operation. It doesn't have anything to do with our form of government. It's the enemy of our form of government. The United Nations is an enemy of Jesus Christ, God the Father, the Holy Ghost. They can't stand that concept. And then we have the Sanhedrin rising up as well in Israel for the fake millennial reign and the fake Messiah, which they have to buy into. So we got a lot of things going on, and I guess one can say, well, you know, when we hear about attacks, we kind of have to bring it out to people. And if people have not prepared, Larry, I think, and they're not being careful, I know it's going to be business as usual. People are not going to stop doing whatever it is they plan on doing. And myself, I wouldn't be going into major cities at all for a little while, because they could strike any time now in any of our major cities. With a suitcase nuke, a real nuke. We've got this situation out in Colorado. And where else is that, Larry, going on where their drones are looking for something, and now they're appearing over cities? Good, all these reports coming in. Handful of Fort Collins residents have reported large numbers of drones over the city. And they could just kind of go to a location, they stay there a while, and one of them said, it's interesting, someone's looking for something, or at something. What do you suppose they're looking for? Is this part of that Broken Arrow?
Well, we just don't know, because the government claims no knowledge of who the drones are and where they're from. And I did see a post today from a sheriff in that region that was telling people to be on the lookout for some type of drone command vehicle that's operating these drones. So we don't know. It could certainly be. Stuart, listen, a lot of the terrorist groups, you know, I know we think it's the government, but it might not be, because a lot of terror groups now use drones, and yep, they could be working an area looking for, you know, locations or surveilling locations, or actually they could be doing some pre-target, preemptive,
yep,
you know, test trials with those drones.
Yep. Here's an interesting little paragraph from the Washington Post. 2020 brings us more to worry about than the U.S. airstrike that killed Iranian General Soleimani in Baghdad early Friday. With North Korean leader Kim Jong-un promising a new strategic weapon and abandoning the moratorium on nuclear and missile tests, Iran dropping its commitment to the 2015 nuclear deal, preparing to ramp up its nuclear program now within days, and continuing tensions between nuclear weapons holders India and Pakistan, 2020 could be an unusually dangerous year. So I thought that was kind of an interesting comment. And
yeah, and
go ahead.
I was just going to say, to go along with that, and we can get into it more Friday, but Barry Rothman has found a Torah code that is really concerning. He entitled it, Iran Threatens White House and Pentagon Is at Risk. And his new Torah code, and it, you know, actually talks about the Soleimani revenge, and it includes the White House and the Pentagon, and it involves Kim, and he thinks it dovetails into this Gulf-Tainer threat that, remember,
yes,
he found some time back that Tom Mack had helped me with years ago on, you know, carrier ships with container ships that could launch missiles, the Russian invention.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very concerned because of what's in it, Persia and Kim and other things, that we may have a false flag being set up off Florida at this, and we'll go into it Friday, but this port
off Florida, and there could be a container that has a Persian missile with a North Korean warhead on it.
Yeah, and they go into these things that some fellow over there in Persia, an Iranian scientist who has developed a small nuke that is extremely powerful. Another thing that makes you wonder what's going on, amphibious assault ship Bataan with 2,000 Marines on board is now headed towards Iraq. It doesn't seem like we're backing off. It seems like we're building up forces over there.
We are building up forces over there, and I found out today that a lot of the forces that are on the way are being setting up camp in Cyprus. So we're waiting on something. We're waiting on something, Stuart. This, you know, maybe this confrontation was too early. It seems like we're waiting on something else to happen.
Yeah, speaking about something else to happen, Puerto Rico is having a lot of earthquakes, folks, big ones. And I guess all I could say is if you look at a map of Puerto Rico, it kind of sits on top of a big ridge. If any part of that were to fall off because of these big earthquakes that are there, a tsunami would be huge heading towards America. Anyway, the other thing that I wanted to talk about, space weather, prelude possibly, I'm the one writing this one, prelude to how, to the green haze. Something happened in Norway. Electricity surges through the soil of Norway. And they also said it seemed to be some kind of a shock wave. My instruments detected a sudden, strong variation in both ground currents and our local magnetic field. It really was a surprise. NASA's ACE spacecraft also detected something. About 15 minutes before the disturbance in Norway, the interplanetary magnetic field near Earth abruptly swung 180 degrees, and the solar wind density jumped more than fivefold. And then they had huge, aurora over Norway. I'm just wondering, Larry, could this be part of another cosmic wave that just rippled through?
Well, it could, Stuart, and I'm still noticing that Belta Geese, that's the left top of the Orion area, that star that was the brightest star in the sky almost, has dimmed now to it's a lot dimmer than even the other ones. And what's odd, Stuart, and this is my feelings, whatever happened to Belta Geese, it may not even exist anymore. What we're watching happened so long ago because it's so far away that we're just now seeing something that's over with.
Yeah. It's like the pictures from the core of the Milky Way where we've seen major activity. Well, that means the light. That happened probably 26,000 or million light years away. I mean, it happened long, long ago. But now it's all, you know, the Lord knows how to time all this stuff because time doesn't mean anything to him. On Friday, we'll get into this a whole lot more, but there's something really going on in Earth changes. And over there in Iran and the Iraq situation in Virginia, we got a lot going on. And also a lot of UFO activity is bouncing again. Anything else, Larry, before we go?
Yeah, I was just going to tell people if by chance there's not enough going on, you can always go to my blog and click on the YouTube channel there and watch Epic.
Well, you know how it is. You can't please everybody. In fact, it's getting to the point where you can't please anybody. So it is what it is, I guess. That's kind of funny. Anyway, you got to, you know, folks, you're going to just have to develop a stiff upper lip and a thick skin people are starting to act really strange. So anyway, take care, and heads up, be very, very observant if you're traveling around. And I would not advise traveling any more than you have to. Anyway, good night.